It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The number of federal workers filing for unemployment in Colorado has stabilized after a jump earlier in the year when the Trump administration started slashing the government workforce. But CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that could soon change.
Nearly 1,200 federal employees have filed unemployment claims since Trump was sworn in for a second term in January. The number has been rising, but slowly. Andrew Hudson, CEO of a Colorado jobs board, says one reason claims are still relatively low is that workers who took a buyout package are still getting paid.
They're not formally counted as unemployed right away since they're still technically employed.
The administrative leave for many of those workers ends October 1st. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A gas spill on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation last year is now estimated to be the largest since the state began keeping records in 2016. That's according to new estimates by the company that owns the pipeline, Enterprise Products. The company says it spilled 97,000 gallons of gas. State and federal regulators and tribal officials are ordering the company to expand groundwater and soil monitoring and provide nearby residents with cisterns and clean water. The company says it's recovered more than 20,000 gallons of gasoline so far. The town council in Eagle passed a ban on flavored tobacco Tuesday. The ordinance aims to limit youth consumption. Backers of the ban, including parents, told council members flavors in tobacco products lure kids to start, something sometimes leading to a lifetime of addiction. Opponents include businesses that sell tobacco and Philip Morris International, which makes Zyn, an oral nicotine pouch. Spokesperson Amanda Wheeler says its products help adults quit.
We do everything every day to make sure that this doesn't end up a problem among our youth.
You're listening to KRCC